Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Rouse. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Jason Tyner. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Juan Santana. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blake strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morneau hits a line drive towards short. Rouse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michaels throws the ball into Barfield, who tags Hunter, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Kubel reaches second base with a double. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett hits a line drive towards short. Rouse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carmona fields it and has Kubel trapped. There's the throw to Barfield and over to Blake, who tags Kubel for the out. Carcilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garko is 0-for-1 in the game. Garko hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Garko reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Martinez scores. Garko moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garko tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Rouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Punto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maurer scores. Cuttier moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuttier tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kubel hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore bunts towards second. Carcillo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carcillo. Sizemore moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Santana covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garko strikes out. 2 outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Carmona covering, for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rouse for the out. One out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blake is 0-for-3 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Blake reaches second base with a double. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hafner is hit by the pitch. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kubel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Carmona. Kubel moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garko hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shinsu Chu pinch runs for Trot Nixon. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Chu moves to second. Two outs. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Rouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chu scores. Rouse moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shin-Soo Chu now playing right field. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcilla strikes out. 1 out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tyner hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Punto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Fultz now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blake strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurrier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Victor Martinez now playing first base. Kelly Shoppack now catching. Joe Borowski now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cuttier moves to second. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cubel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cubel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Luis Rodriguez pinch hits for Jason Bartlett. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Rouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.